everyone. Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 257.
Oh, hi.
Hi. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with that lovely voice, Jason A. Stryker.
Hey, how's it going?
And to the north, Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Whoa. Well, to your north, to my
to your, like,
southeast.
Weird.
Yes. Okay. I'm south of somebody on the podcast. That is awesome.
That is very unusual. Very unusual.
It is.
Let's see. What do we got going on today? Today we are skipping the feature. Glenn could not join us. We were planning on doing a four-man show, but, he has some shit to do for school, I think it was.
Some programming thing. Yeah. Just bits and bytes and stuff. It's all packets.
Zeros and ones, you know, that kind of thing. It's a binary thing. So he will not be joining us, but we will continue to do our show as we normally would if he was here. So
we're going to start off with playing it by ear.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're just going to make shit up as we go along. Yeah. We're going to start off with some distractions. Then we'll do a break and we'll come back. We'll do news, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, which I'm sure we will figure out at one point or another. Promise. So before we do that.
Yeah.
Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot of much. Things are going good at work. Going well, I should say. My English is good.
you speak English good.
Yes. How's your Canadian these days?
My Canadian's perfect. What did I do on the weekend? I can't remember what I did on the weekend. What the hell did I do on the weekend?
Well, we recorded Sunday, so if you did something on the weekend, you probably told us already.
What did we do, T? Oh, yeah, I recorded on Sunday. That's right. I'm retarded. Everything since Sunday. I had Monday off, which is a totally lazy day. I just basically played Halo, and that's pretty much it, and watched movies and stuff. When saw Spider-Man.
The new one, The Amazing Spider-Man?
I didn't. Yeah, if I went and see it, I mean, I got it on demand at home, because, not in theaters anymore.
Right.
I kind of liked it.
I've heard some mixed things from people. I saw someone today say, The Amazing Spider-Man wasn't, and that was pretty much the only thing he said, so.
It was a woman?
I don't know if I liked it better than the first one that came out, because even though the first one is kind of, like, it's definitely more cheesy and lighthearted, but that kind of, like, I don't know, it might be a nostalgia, but I remember, like, loving that movie coming out of the theater, and then, I don't know if it still holds up, I haven't seen it in years. And this one was, I thought it was decent. I thought, what's-his-face, Andrew Garfield did a good job of being Peter Parker, and Emma Stone was pretty good, what's-her-face?
She's so hot.
Gwen Stacy, yeah. So, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much been it, man.
Cool. All right. Jason, what's up? Jason.
Not a mucho. I mean, yeah, we just recorded Sunday, so it's only been a few days, really. Mm. 4 days, something like that. I've been busy at work. We got holiday coming up, so I'm trying to cram in as much stuff as possible. Been writing a little bit more. Got a couple of bylines in the next issue that's coming out, so I'm excited about that. I like doing that. Staying busy. Everything's good. How are you, Chris?
Not too much new, you know, just doing lots of shit at work, trying to finish up the Indus app, getting closer and closer every time I try and work on it. And, my plumbing issue isn't fixed and my thumb is feeling a little better. How about that? We'll throw that shit in there.
Why, you jammed your thumb in the plumbing problem? Or?
Yeah, that's it. It has nothing to do with the fact that my dog bit me like I explained last week.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Thanksgiving is next week. So, we're gonna have to figure out when we're gonna record next week.
Dude, I'm gonna see you next week.
That's right. You're gonna be here, aren't you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I am.
All right, cool.
Oh, I also have another little bit of news. I don't think anyone's gonna care really, but we finally got our title for the car today, meaning that we paid it off completely.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's always a good feeling.
It's owned.
That's nice.
Now sell it.
Yeah. And then buy another car that you have payments on.
Yeah.
No, I'm hoping to, pay off my wife's car, next year sometime.
Tell her to pay herself.
I'll do that.
Get a job, woman.
Yeah, seriously, fuck. Take Liam in there. He'll be fine.
Okay, what about Laura?
Sit her down on one of the sewing machines.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah.
Kids like sharp, shiny things.
Oh, God, Jeff, come on. Cool. All right, games. Let's do it. Jeff, you've been playing lots of Halo. What else?
Yeah, that's about it, man.
Well, how far are you in the campaign? Have you played it?
I beat the campaign.
You beat the campaign.
I finished the campaign. I believe I beat it on that.
Oh, actually, you told us last week that it was pretty short, but... Oh,
that's right. I did beat it by last time we recorded. Yeah, it was pretty short. Glenn just got a kill 9, so I want to do a I think me, him, and Travis are going to do a legendary run on it to get those chivos and get the legendary ending, which apparently adds only like another 5 seconds or so to the cinematic that shows at the end of the regular ending, but apparently it's pretty cool.
I thought it was only 2 seconds.
Sure, maybe it's
no, that was Mass Effect.
Oh, okay.
maybe it's 2 seconds. I don't know, but I don't want to ruin it. What happens at the very end of it? But it'd be kind of cool if that, even if that exact same shot goes on for 2 seconds longer. Multiplayer, still freaking loving it. It's getting to the point now where it's separating the good people from the bad people, where people are actually like ranking up, and if you get matched up with people that are quite a bit higher than you, you see a big difference. It's like when you play like Jason, when a new fighting game comes out, everyone's kind of on like one level, even though some people are so crazy good, you get mixed up with somebody who's like lower level than you, but sure, they still kick your ass because they're technically better, but they just haven't been playing it as long, or whatever. It's getting that even out point, but I kind of like that. It's making some of the games a lot closer and making it a little bit more frustrating, but a little bit more rewarding when you win. But
yeah, I get you. Are you able to search by like, you know, level or
not or yet, anything? Sure. It does like a regular matchmaking thing where kind of try to get people in like around your level. The problem is you can have like one buddy who plays a shitload of the game and is like level like 30 something. Like right now I'm level 29, I think. And we were playing with somebody in our party that was like level 40 something. So that totally fucks it up there. So it kind of gets averages it out. So there's a bunch of people in like the 30s.
Oh,
so
okay.
People that are kind of lower kind of get screwed. But then at the same time, Kill9 just started playing the game and he's good at the game. And he was like level 1. So some matches we had a bunch of people between like 1 and like 20. So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like a crapshoot. But apparently they're adding in some other kind of like real skill, like ranking system in eventually. It's going to be like a free patch. That's what they do with like Halo 2, because a lot of people think Halo 2 had the best matchmaking. So we'll see if that makes any bit of a difference. But it's cool. I still love that game. I love doing custom games. We did that for the first time. You can pretty much make any kind of game type you want, like turn off stuff, turn on things. Make the gravity crazy. Make it like so you don't jump so high. Like you can pretty much do anything.
What was it that they called that? The
well, Forge mode is the
Forge,
one.
Forge, yeah.
That's where you can make all the levels.
Is that still in there or no?
Oh yeah, that's still in there.
Okay.
I don't really mess around with that. I download some of the levels to try them. Not, I haven't done it in 4 yet, but I'm never. I am creative as like an ant, so I can't really.
I don't know. Have you seen anthills? They have some pretty intricate tunnels in there.
Yeah, so that's like, I don't know, moth? I don't know, what's not creative? Like a brick? I'm about as creative as a brick. There we go. Bricks don't do anything but sit there. So that's actually a perfect metaphor. So I, playing lots of Halo, I love it. Fuck, like, oh, it's my favorite Halo game in so long. I'm really impressed by it.
Have you played any co-op with it?
Maybe? I did, I finished Spartan Ops Episode 2 came out on Monday. So that's like
I've heard about that. It's like an episodic thing that where you have to have play it online, and you obviously have to have gold in order to play it.
You don't have to play it online.
You don't have to play it online.
You have to have online. I know. Each episode comes with a cinematic, and the cinematic is actually streamed. It's not actually on the disc, but it's like a CG cinematic, and then it's got 5 missions. Now I don't know if you. I know you can play the missions solo, but I'm pretty sure you don't have to be. I don't think you'd have to have gold because it's, oh, maybe you would. I should try that.
I was listening to Giant Bomb today, and they said that you have to have gold in order to play it.
To play Spartan Ops. That would make sense because it's not on the, well, no, I think it is. I think the first season might be on the disc because there's literally nothing you download at all. Like you just go to Spartan Ops.
Oh, yeah. Two, I think they said you could play the first one.
The first season.
Yeah, they said that you could play the first episode of it, and then additional episodes would require you to have gold. But they also said that the game came with 2 weeks of gold, and if you waited until everything was released, you could easily get through it all in less than 2 weeks.
Oh, you easily could do that. Like I think I have about an hour and 50 minutes record on Spartan Ops, and I've done them both on Legendary with like 2 other people.
Oh, nice.
So, but I don't think, yeah, I can look into that if you have to have gold to download it, because literally for season 2, you don't have to download a damn thing. It's just like it updated, like right when you go into the game, it's like season 2 is available, and you click on it, and then you start playing. And it's got like in-game cinematics and stuff, and then the levels are all built, and it doesn't load any like longer than any regular level, so my guess would be the first season you probably don't have to have gold because I think it's on the disc. Unless they're doing some crazy ninja networking where you don't have to download anything to get these levels on your console or anything. But I know season 2 is definitely going to be like probably DLC you have to pay for.
Based on what they said, it sounds like the first one is on the disc.
Yeah, that's what I would think so. Yeah, the first season though, not the first episode. if that makes sense. Like, if they're going to, like, they're 10 episode seasons, and the first 10 episodes of the whole entire first season will be free. And then I'm guessing at season 2, they'll start charging. But I'm going to check that. I'll log into Tanya's thing tonight or tomorrow and see if I can access Spartan Ops and see if that's possible.
Cool. All right.
But yeah, that's about it, man. That, and I think I played a little bit of Street Fighter one of the nights. I can't remember. I don't know. Jason, when did we play Street Fighter last?
That's a good question, Jeff. yeah, it was last week sometime.
Oh, okay. Then no. Then yes, I did not play any Street Fighter.
Okay. Yeah, me either, man.
hasn't what did
been
you play, Jason?
Very long. More Far Cry 3. Still loving the shit out of that. I can't wait for that game to come out.
You can't really talk about it too much, huh?
With people, yeah. It is really good, though. And everybody around the office seems to really dig it as well.
Isn't that coming out in December sometime?
Yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, you know, we do our Game of the Year lists pretty early, you know, because of, you know, print and whatnot. So we actually asked Ubisoft if they would send us a bunch of copies kind of early. So we got a bunch of retail builds for everybody to try out so that we could adequately, yeah, consider it. So.
Huh,
cool. What else? Yeah, lots of other stuff I can't fucking talk about, man. That sucks, dude.
That's funny though, because like, did you play any other Far Cry's? I've never played a Far Cry.
No,
I haven't either. I haven't either.
Haven't touched one. But I talked to you know, somebody who was kind of a fan of the first two games, and he's like, you know, the second one was still pretty good, but you could tell where, you know, they were where they were trying to go with the game, but they didn't quite get it. Mm-hmm. And this third one, they nailed it. Nice. You know.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah. So. What can I talk about? Yeah, I'm good. I played Far Cry 3.
Has anyone played the what's it called demo yet? The Metal Gear Rising?
We did that for a video.
Oh, okay.
I haven't actually played it yet, though, but it looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, I've seen.
Now, see that. Unfortunately, that means you have to buy the ZOE collection, and I heard ZOE collection was not that good.
I heard it's really bad. Well,
yeah,
not bad.
I heard that it didn't. They didn't fix any of the frame rate issues.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, on PS3.
Well, I'm hearing on both.
Well, I heard. Well, okay, then I guess the one on PS3 is really bad then.
Yeah, could be.
There's like separate reviews for both on many sites, and they're just. It's like they say it for some reason, and that's weird because it was only on PS systems.
Yeah, it's regardless of what system it's on, there's no excuse for that. Come on, it's a PS2 game.
Oh yeah, I know.
Get
I know.
It right.
It should be 60 frames.
It should be 60 frames and yeah. And run like butter. Yeah.
Yeah. That's rising. It needs to come out on the PSN and Xbox Live thing for download.
Agreed.
They better do it by the end of this year, I hope. Cuz I want to play that demo.
Yeah, oh, it'll come out. It'll come out.
Yeah.
I guess I could talk about Hawken. That was a few weeks ago that I was playing that, though, during one of their closed beta experiences. Free-to-play mech shooter, absolutely gorgeous-looking, super badass robots, blowing shit up is a lot of fun. However, there's not a lot of modes. Yeah, there's a but. There's not a lot of modes available right now, or are there maps? So we're going to see how... I don't know what kind of legs this guy has. So I could easily get burnt out on this pretty quick. Like it was fun for a little while, but it's like there's a pretty steep learning curve as far as the controls are concerned. It does feel a little clunky, but you know, it's totally immersive as far as the controls are concerned. Like I felt like I was in a cockpit, you know, I didn't feel like claustrophobic or anything like that. So that's saying something, I guess.
Is it going to be free to play or no?
It is free to play, and they've been extremely adamant about, you know, stating that it's not going to be play to win. However, I don't know the way that they have their scheme worked out. You know, you get experience points and like Hawken points for, you know, winning matches and, you know, doing damage. And, but you can buy skills, which increase your stats. So anybody who's spent an awful lot of time playing that game is going to have, you know, a pretty big, advantage over somebody who just started out. So, like, just stat-wise, you know what I mean? So
yeah, because you can, like, put that into more stuff.
Right. Now, anything that you can buy in-game with real money, you can actually earn as well, but it's going to take a long time.
Kind of, I guess.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, it looks gorgeous.
Damn it. Did you guys ever play Mech Assault?
Yeah.
The first one was awesome. Second one, not so much.
But... Yeah, I didn't play it.
Yeah, it was good.
Sorry.
What you been playing, Chris?
Fucking XCOM, man.
Yeah,
that's all I'm playing is fucking XCOM. I love that game so much.
They're going to be talking about a lot of that game in the end of January.
I have a feeling you're right, dude. I have a feeling you're right. I'll tell you what, man. Jeff, your dude is a beast.
Yes,
he is a beast because he. Okay,
but he's
so
a support.
And support is the best class.
The support of awesomeness.
Support is the best class, man. My two support characters are my two best characters outside of my heavy. I mean, it's like Jeff. I was doing the alien base mission, and two chrysalids walked up to Jeff and hit him twice in a row, and he survived it, and then went around behind him and blew one of the fuckers away. What's that?
I mean, so they didn't get critical hits, and you know, he got a lucky shot.
Like, I come with
make
a horseshoe
the support class
built in my
awesome.
Ass, so.
Now, I got to say, I love all of the classes with the exception of the heavy. Like,
yeah, I'm not
there's
a big fan of the heavy either.
Really, 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 really cool stuff about like most of the classes.
I don't know. I kind of like the heavy. I mean, right now the heavy has the most kills.
Okay.
My heavy class has the most kills, and it kind of goes back to one of the I was doing one of the abduction missions. And, had a bunch of the floaters, and then had three of the golem dudes, the big tanks,
mm-hmm.
and the tanks didn't,
what are they called?
I don't remember what they're called.
Sectopods?
I really don't remember what they're called.
Mutoid
or something like that? Muton, that's it.
Muton?
So there were three of the mutons, and by the time I got to them, there was only one of the floaters left. So everyone started retreating. Well, the three mutons went over to like a little construction area into like the same, they all went to the same area, and my heavy just broke out the rocket launcher, shot a rocket, killed all three. So, you know, he's got like 20 something kills right now. And, you know, I haven't had much of a problem, using his abilities, you know, I don't know what triggers it, but, At some point or another, there's a point where I can like attack with him and put him into Overwatch. I'm not sure what triggers that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I was able to do that a couple times.
They have an ability where their first action, if it hits, I think they can go into a second one, and then go into Overwatch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like first one, if
it
hits, probably kill someone and then Overwatch.
Yeah, he's a colonel now, so he's got the two rockets. He can use shoot the rocket launcher twice. And then Jeff, I think you and the other support are both majors.
Major
Jason,
Jeff.
You and John are both captains right now, I think. So everybody's getting up there pretty high, but you know, one thing is that's killing me is just the little technical issues in the game. And I got hit by one of them pretty hard while I was playing. I had one of my characters literally like behind a wall, and a muton shot me through the wall. And then my character got a reaction shot, and when she shot, she hit the wall and destroyed the wall.
Yeah.
So it's a little frustrating when things like that happen because the game is so good, and then there's like this glaring issue in the middle of a story mission. You know, this was actually in the alien base mission, and it was in the middle of the story mission. And I'm like, you guys should have these issues worked out. But I mean,
I agree.
Outside of that, you know, outside of that and some, you know, the obvious, Unreal Engine 3 bullshit with the pop in of the textures and, you know, some frame rate issues, the game is just awesome. It's just awesome. And I'm loving it. But,
Hell yeah.
That's about it. This is definitely,
I need to get back into that.
It's definitely a candidate for game of the year, man. I'm still loving the metagame too. Like building the base up and.
That's what I don't like.
Oh, really? God, I love that shit. But if you remember, like, when we played Evil Genius for, When I played Evil Genius.
I played it too.
My favorite part about it was the base building.
Yeah, it started up, it was like, you gotta build what? Oh, God.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of it. Was the base building. I love that kind of shit. I don't know why, but I really like that kind of stuff. I've got like 8 satellites in the year in the air, and I'm on my fourth month. I've got 8 satellites in the air, and you know I've just been trying to kind of focus
on
that.
Money on satellite stuff then, and not upgrading your soldiers.
Oh no, I've been upgrading my soldiers too. Everybody's got like all my soldiers have the second level.
Lasers.
second level, what's it called? Armor. And then, like my, I've got light plasma rifles for, both my supports.
You have all that shit in 4 months and you have 8 satellites?
And I have 8 satellites. And I have, and I have an interceptor in each territory and they all have plasma cannons.
So where can I pick up this game, Genie?
No, it's dude, gray market, man. That's, have you used the gray market yet?
No.
Yeah, the gray.
Sell them bodies.
Yeah, sell that shit, dude. I've been, okay. especially if you take down a UFO, because you can take all the shit from the UFO and like all the damaged items and it'll tell you this has no research potential and you just sell all that stuff off. Oh, like, okay. And actually, the story mission that I just finished, I made over 400 credits just from selling shit that I didn't need, that had no use to me from that mission. So, and now it's like, now I've, with the satellites I've got in the air, I'm getting 700 plus credits a month. And that's with all the maintenance throughout for the base. And my base has got like a ton of shit in it. So, but, God, I love it. It's awesome.
Cool.
But, yeah, that's it. That is it. Unless you count Angry Birds Star Wars. Because it's Star Wars and I had to play it.
Is it making a difference?
I hear it's really good.
It does. It does.
Or do they just flip around with lightsabers in their hands?
No, well, I mean, the one character has a lightsaber. I've only gotten 4 of the birds so far. And there's the Luke Skywalker bird, which starts out as basically
the
like
whiny
the
bitch.
Yes, exactly. Okay. He's a whiny bitch that doesn't do anything. And then it like actually kind of sort of follows the story of Star Wars Episode 4. And then you see him like meet Obi-Wan and then he gets a lightsaber. And basically, you know, everything is based on when you tap. You shoot the bird and then tap and he spins with the lightsaber. And then there's a Han Solo who actually gets to shoot a blaster, shoots 3 shots out of a blaster. And they have like, some of the walls they have are mirrors that can, so the blaster fire bounces around. And then they have an Obi-Wan who like does a force push. And then, the other one is, an X-Wing, fighter pilot. And that's the one that splits into 3. So that's all I've got so far. But, yeah, it's not bad, dude. I mean, I am very anti, well, for iOS, I think it's 99 cents.
Okay.
Android, they don't, if you get it from the Play Store, the only way you can get it is you can either get the free version or you can get the HD version, which is like $2.99. Mm-hmm. And then Amazon has it in their Android app store for 99 cents without ads. So.
What the fuck? Why is there so many different ones?
I don't know. I know Rovio has come out and said that they actually make more money off the Android version that they put out for free just because of the ads. So that's probably the motivation of the Play Store not having the 99 cent version. But, I think Amazon forced them to do it. I'm not sure how all that goes, but, and I know that like free apps on iOS, they don't have like the ads in there, do they? Or
yeah, they do.
Some of them do. Okay.
Some of them do. It depends on the game.
Okay.
Or the app.
But yeah, the HD tablet version is like $2.99, so I could always get that. But I'll be honest with you, it's like you get the regular version and it scales up and it looks great anyway. So
yeah,
you know,
true.
What's the point?
Cool.
But yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Short game week. Hopefully next week.
Short episode week, I think it might be.
I think
so,
it's going to be, too.
We're going to
have some news, though.
We do have some news. So let's take a quick break.
We're doing the break now. Why don't we just kick out the news now, since that was so short, and do the break after news.
All right. We could do that.
Because I have a feeling the second half might be a little bit longer.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
We have a lot of English questions
quite a
or something?
Few English questions.
Sweet. All right. Good. Well, then let's talk about some news. Jeff, why don't you kick us off?
Crytek. You know them? Make Crysis, and they made that whole cool engine and stuff.
I do know them.
Well, they kind of absolved Radical, or Free Radical.
Oh, really?
They made the Time Splitters games way back in the day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, are we gonna
get more Time Splitters games?
The what?
Are we gonna get more Time Splitters games?
Well, not necessarily new ones, but Crytek's saying that if people are like vocal about it and they really show that they really want to see these games done, like get the HD collection treatment, so like Time Splitters 1, 2, 3, and I think there was Time Splitters Future. I think there's 4 in total. I can remember correctly. But, yeah, just people speak up, go to their forums, do whatever, website, say, yeah, if they get enough people say, hey, we're interested, they might think about doing this. I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, a bunch of other games have gotten it, which you would think wouldn't get this kind of treatment, and I think it deserves it. I mean, Time Splitters is fun. If you like that old GoldenEye, Perfect Dark type gameplay,
right, all the
crazy modifications.
It's got quite a following.
I love franchise. Those games back in the day.
Yeah.
I think I had all of them. The only one I didn't have was the first one, because it was a launch game for PS2, and by the time I had a PS2, I think 2 was already out. So.
Well, there you go.
But yeah. Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
DMC. It's going to be coming out with the demo sometime this month. We think maybe next week.
Good.
This week, if you're listening to it on Monday. There's no concrete release date, so it might be the week later. But I'm excited to check this out. I'm kind of skeptical.
I am too.
Actually, I'm not even skeptical about it. Everyone kind of bitched about his, like, what he looks like and stuff like that. What had me skeptical
Whatever.
Was the really great gameplay video I saw, and I thought it looked god-awful, but the newer ones look a lot better.
Yeah, I think the gameplay looks like a lot of fun, and it looks like they kept the core of what the Devil May Cry gameplay is supposed to be, and then added some of their own flair to it. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I have Ninja Theory's other two games, and I loved them both, so I have no problem with them doing this game. I like the Devil May Cry games, so this is definitely a buy for me.
And
Ninja Theory can kiss my butt, but I like Devil May Cry.
Yeah, that's exactly
so. I'm excited.
Yeah, I did not like the gameplay that much in Heavenly Sword, but they do look like.
What about Enslaved? You guys both like Enslaved?
I liked Enslaved, but not because of the combat.
Oh, you didn't play Enslaved, Jason, did you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I watched people play it, and that looked like it was fun enough. And I watched people not really play it, but they were still playing it. Do you know what I mean?
You don't really know what I mean.
Well, we basically told you to stay away from it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we call it? Unchartedly Sword or something like that?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But yeah, but hey, they just released a trailer this week, actually, that Virgil in some way or form is going to be playable in it, so that's pretty cool.
Ah. Yeah, he's going to be a post-launch DLC.
Cool.
Capcom swears he's not
it's on
not
disc.
On the disc. And if you pre-order, you get it for free. But if you don't pre-order, you have to buy it once it releases post-launch.
Gotcha.
Post-launch, looks pretty
not
sweet.
On the disc.
Like he's got a different moveset and everything. So
that's good.
Okay. That's cool.
Looks like a different character.
Cool. Xbox Live's been around for a while, 10 years to be exact.
That's a long time.
I think this November is going to be the 10th year anniversary. So in celebration, Microsoft's going to give out, I think, everyone who's been there for 10 years some kind of like avatar reward or something along those lines. But they're also going to be sending out, they didn't release a number, but to random people that have been subscribers that long, special edition 10 year anniversary Xbox 360 consoles. If you want to check if you have actually been subscribed for 10 years, simply just go to your profile on Xbox Live and there's like orange strip. And there's a number in that strip that tells you how many years consecutively you've been part of Xbox Live. So if you have a 10 there, there's a slight chance that you may receive a console. But I wouldn't hold your breath because it's probably going to be a small number compared to how many people actually were subscribed.
And that's the thing. It's like I think it's kind of – I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on this. I think it's kind of shitty that they're giving away consoles to random people. It's like – that's great for the people that get them, but the people that don't are like, okay, well, I've been with Xbox Live for 10 years too.
Yeah, well, a lot of people buy lottery tickets, don't win the lottery.
So yeah.
Oh wow, I don't consider that even close to the same thing.
Well, I'm not saying it's the same thing, but I'm saying like, let's put it this way: they could have just been like, "Hey, it's our 10-year anniversary, awesome." Or there's a chance you might get a console. At least it's something.
Or they can say everyone who's been there for 20 years, who's been there all 10 years, can have $20 worth of Microsoft points, or $40 worth of Microsoft points, or something.
Well, that would be cool, too. But it's better than nothing, let's put it that way. It's not like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're at least giving something away to random people.
Yeah.
How random it'll be, who knows. But it's better than shitting on people. I don't know. It's something.
It's determined by how many 360s you had to buy.
Oh, maybe however,
how many, how many times you had to replace them? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
you sent back?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
This one will work, guaranteed. It's limited edition. It's got to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have consecutive years of Xbox Live because I always get an Xbox Live, one of the cards, the 12-month cards.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
when it expires, I just don't renew it until I want to play something online. And then I just use another card. So
gotcha.
Yup. Actually, I am on silver right now, and I have a 12-month card waiting for me to play something online. Hmm. So,
cool. PSN.
PSN.
It's free.
It is.
It's on Vita now, officially.
PS Plus.
Well, PS Plus, however. Sorry. PSN's been in there forever.
Yeah, PS Plus is not free.
No.
Well, PS Plus is not free at all, but you still get it. It's free for Vita if you're already paying for the PS3.
Yes. If you have PS Plus, you have it for both Vita and PS3. That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And, Chris, what games can you get? Free games.
Oh, man.
Oh, the entire Vita collection!
Pretty much, yeah. This is actually really cool, though. I am very, very much on board with this. If you are a member of PS Plus, they have the PS3 Instant Game Collection. Well, they are bringing that Instant Game Collection to Vita as well. And you get Uncharted, Golden Abyss, Wipeout 2048.
Yeah.
Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
Tales from Space, Mutant Blobs Attack.
Yeah.
Jet Set Radio Future. Oh, sorry. Jet Set Radio HD. And Final Fantasy Tactics.
Why not?
PSP.
Which, six games, three of them, arguably the best three games that you can get.
Yeah, they left
retail.
Out the other one best game for Vita. So.
Which one is that?
What was that?
Rayman.
Okay.
I say Rayman.
Fair enough.
Rayman is cool.
Rayman is cool. That's true. But, I have to say that, if they keep up the quality of the free games like they have, like I have all these games, so it doesn't do me any good, but.
I wouldn't expect it to keep up.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like, you wouldn't expect it, but you know what? Their instant game collection for PS Plus on PS3 still get pretty good games on that.
Oh,
you know?
Definitely.
So I think
right now they're just kind of entice people. Like, those are some good games. So
This is a shot for them to try and get sales. That's what it is for Vita.
Good
and it's like, yeah, I know. And that's the thing. It's like, what you can do is you can advertise this on the PSN store. And people with PS3s might go out and buy a Vita. You know, that's what it's about. But, you know, the problem with this is that they're all downloadable. And if you want to put all of these games on one memory stick, you've got to at least spend like $60 on that 16 gig card.
It's a twist.
Yeah. So that's the thing. But, you know, what I was telling to these guys before the show is that, if they do keep up this quality, I may end up getting a 32 gig memory stick sooner rather than later. It's kind of crazy how good the selection is here.
True.
I like it.
Same here.
And if you don't want to pay shit and you want to download 25 gigs of mediocrity, you can get The Old Republic.
Aww. Oh, man. That was shameful.
That was harsh.
That's a good game, man. I don't care what you say. That's a good game.
Nah, it was good. I just, you know, MMO thing. I'm doing my whole bias thing. I got bored quick. Very quick.
Yeah.
Very quick.
I have two characters that got to level 25.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I think,
as far
yeah, I
got as
I got. Like toys, nothing. That was about it.
Yeah, if it's free to play, I might go back to it eventually. But
I guess that's cool because we already have it, so we can just go.
Yeah,
back
sure.
And, yeah.
The big thing with this is like, is there a room in the MMO market for another like monthly charge MMO besides WoW? I mean, is there ever going to be room for it?
Oh, like ever? I thought you meant like, well, it's not charging anymore, but. No, I think that model's pretty much dead unless you're World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's like the only thing I could see is if Blizzard makes another one.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way that anybody's going to be able to charge for a monthly fee for this shit again.
I just think because that the people that like those type of games all have WoW subscriptions. I don't think it's necessarily the games are that bad or not keeping them hooked. It's that then they realize, oh my god, I'm paying $10 a month for this game and $10 a month for this game at the same time. Which one would I rather play? All my friends are on this one. They're still playing this one. That's it. That's why I think there's that separation. I don't think it's because of the quality at all.
Everybody who's tried in the past few years that I can think of has ended up free to play. It's like, what MMOs have been put out?
Travis got a prediction right this year.
Star Wars started out, you know, monthly charge and went free to play. Champions Online started out monthly charge, went free to play. What was the other one that I was,
what's it called? That one that,
DC Universe Online.
DC Universe Online.
That one was
free to play like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, it was like super fast how quickly they made that one free to play. Yeah. But,
what was that other game? There was that other game. What, Warhammer? Would that go free to play?
Warhammer, did that start free to play? I don't remember if it did or not.
No, it didn't. That was subscription based.
Was it subscription based? Okay, so that's another one. You know,
all of them except for World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and Guild Wars, because Guild Wars was free to
Guild
play
Wars
anyway.
Was never, yeah. Well, it's buy.
Yeah, you buy the game and then you play it online. But the Guild Wars model worked for them. I mean, they did great with that model with the first game.
Taking a shitload of money.
Yeah, no kidding. Because you basically buy the game and you buy expansions that are basically full price, but people are buying them because the game is awesome. And Guild Wars 2 is super popular right now. You know, a lot of people are playing that. But yeah, I don't think anybody is going to try anymore to charge. If someone's making an MMO, it's probably going to be it's going to be released free to play, like PSO2. You know. Now, arguably, that might not be a traditional MMO, but it's still free to play.
For it, and that's kind of what killed it early. They had the Hunter's license.
Well, PSO did okay with that. PSU is where they should have not charged, because PSU was around the same time WoW was out, and if you were paying for something, you were probably paying for WoW. You know? So.
You know what you don't have to pay for?
What's that?
Well, you do have to pay for it, but they added two more characters to Super Smash Bros. All-Stars PlayStation.
They
did. Or did they?
It's going to be free DLC, right?
Yeah, and what are the two characters? One of them, Kat from
Gravity Rush. Yes!
She's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool.
And hold on, and Emmett Graves.
Yeah!
Who is that?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that. Okay. So let's not say anything. Oh, people can just use Google and they can just write it and be like, oh, he's from this. But I can guarantee you at least half of our six listeners are being like, who the fuck is that?
Half of our six listeners.
I'm pretty sure SassBob's to listen, so he's going to be like, dude, obviously, it's because he plays this game.
Cat's on the Vita, which has sold, what, maybe, you know.
Copies?
I mean, how many Vitas are out there? Like 12?
I think about 13.
Something like that. Okay, 13.
That's shipped, yeah.
The ship.
That's
13 shipped. So, I bet there's more people out there that know who Kat is than Emmett Graves.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I bet you more people bought that than... I almost want to say more people bought Gravity Rush than Starhawk.
Than Starhawk.
I do not
immediately think of this single player campaign when I think of Starhawk. No. So,
and that's the thing. Most people that bought Starhawk probably just wanted it as an addition to Warhawk. They wanted to move on from Warhawk, which was multiplayer only.
Yeah, and Sony wanted another character to throw in there, and they're like, who the fuck else? All right.
Yeah, that was a strange choice, but
I tell you what, a better choice would have been Kat's rival. Name I can't remember.
Or Kai from Heavenly Sword. Or
Kai. Well, she's
Kai's already in there.
In it.
Oh no! I'm sorry.
Kai was the kind of retard one.
Yeah, the sister. Yeah. Sorry.
Isn't she kind of in it? But she's not like a character that you can use. But she's. I thought she made a cameo or something. I don't know.
No idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Is what's her name in it though? Nariko.
Nariko's in it. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, all right, goes in it. So you can finally find out who wins.
Hope she plays at 15 frames a second. That'd be awesome.
But she has really good facial animations.
Yes.
Cool. Any other news?
Oh, by the way, join us for Warhawk Wednesdays.
That's right. Actually, better yet, we're starting this now. It's called Starhawk Saturdays.
Starhawk Saturdays.
Yeah, sure, why not? Do any of us have Starhawk?
No.
No, I have the single player campaign that you get to download for free on PS Plus.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Can download the single player campaign for free.
Sweet. I'm not gonna do that.
Cool. All right, let's take a break now.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and we'll do, I guess we're gonna do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Wednesday. Game Fans Interactive Distractions presents the 125th annual Warhawk Wednesday, exploding into action this Wednesday and every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at the Amen Sports Arena. Come see world famous pilots Unistrike. Shino.
Hey, I'm getting pretty good at this.
And the Canadian Flying Ace, Goffy.
Son of a bitch, I forgot about that.
With special guest, Nabo.
Hello? Fucking thing on?
Watch in wonder as Torgo annihilates Unistrike again. And again. And again.
Hi, Unistrike.
Warhawk Wednesday. It's awesome.
presented by Interactive Distractions and VG Evo.
And welcome back.
You welcome back, sir.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
What's up, Angry Birds Star Wars?
How you doing?
Are you guys going to be playing Angry Birds Star Wars while we're recording?
I just shut it off. No worries. We're good. Okay. I'm focused.
I've got my tablet hooked up to the to the mixer, so I can pull it up and we could do some sound effects here.
No.
Don't worry.
We're not that kind of show, right?
Right.
We had that discussion.
Downloading now. Son of a bitch.
The kind of show we are is the kind of show that does new releases after they come back from break because we didn't have we didn't have a question of the week.
It was supposed to be a four-man show.
That is correct. So why don't we do some of this?
Okay, so I kind of want to apologize for the sound quality this week because getting over being sick, so I probably sound a little bit weird. And I'm also just got back from a beer tasting event, so I'm kind of super drunk right now.
So this is going to be the best new releases yet.
Biggest new release this week, I guess, would be the Wii U. So that's got, Nintendo Land coming out and Super Mario Brothers U.
Yay!
And something else, Zombie U, that's the one, yeah. And then a bunch of re-releases of other older
games. That we've played already.
Everyone's already played. I think it's Batman and Assassin's Creed 3 and
Mass Effect.
Some sort of Ninja Gaiden, something or other, and probably a few others, but, you know, most people probably already play them, so it doesn't really matter. In terms of other systems, or actually new games that are multi-platform, there's Epic Mickey 2, The Power of 2, is coming out on pretty much everything. So that's 360, PS3, Wii, Wii U, and PC, I guess. The Vita's getting Persona 4 Golden, so that should be really damn good.
All right, cool.
Persona 4 is a fantastic game that a lot of people should really play.
I haven't played that one, so I might get this.
Definitely check that one out. What else we got? We got Sony's releasing their Smash Brothers clone PlayStation old Smash something or other. The PS3 and Vita, if anybody really cares.
Dude,
I don't know. There's a Family Guy Back to the Multiverse for 360 and PS3, which I guess could be interesting if you like Family Guy. And it looks like Sonic and Super Pals Racing is getting its sequel, so it's Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed for 360, PS3, and Wii U.
That looks good.
And Wreck-It Ralph.
I think the first
apparently
Sonic kart racing game was actually pretty good, although the demo on the 360 made me want to throw up because of the frame rate, but maybe they fixed it up this time. Who the hell knows? Apparently it was good. The demo, as I said, made me want to throw up. It was kind of a turn-off. And there's also Hitman Absolution for 360 and PS3. So, you know, stealth killing people.
Yep. It's a big week,
and,
actually.
Yeah, that'll pretty much do it.
All right, cool. There's a few other things. I have listed Clan of Champions for PSN. I do not know if that's actually coming out, but it is on this list, along with Iron Sky Invasion. And then, did he mention Walking Dead Episode 5?
He did not.
Okay, so that is apparently hitting next week as well. So that's a lot on PSN. Xbox Live, I assume, would be getting most of the same things. It is getting Ski Race for the Kinect. Iron Sky Invasion. There's also Rise of the Guardians, which is based off of the which is a movie tie-in game.
Stupid fucking owls, right?
No, Rise of the Guardians is a different series, I believe.
I don't know.
I'm not 100% sure. Crystal was trying to tell me about it this week, and
who listens to her?
I do.
She got a job yet?
Yeah, she does. She takes care of my two kids.
Does she have a real
make a lot of money?
Yeah,
or?
She does. She takes care of my two kids.
What's the income on that? Is that all right?
Yeah.
The income is I pay her. That's what it is. Okay. So yeah, lots of re-releases on Wii U, which we don't need to go into. 3DS has, did he mention Crashmo?
No. Okay. Is that like the Pushmo thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it, but it is listed.
Everyone keeps saying to play Pushmo.
Yeah, Pushmo is supposed to be really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Epic Mickey Power of Illusion, which is the other Epic Mickey game.
Dude, if it's an illusion game, that might be okay.
No.
House of Illusion is awesome.
No.
World of Illusion is awesome.
And there's an Adventure Time game coming out for 3DS next week, too. But that is your new release list, so pick of the week.
Oh, this is rough. There's actually quite a few things coming out. Persona 4 Golden, All-Stars is pretty good, so is Hitman. I mean, shit.
People who use your Vita, I'm going with Persona 4
Golden. Even though it's been released, you know, a couple times, whatever.
I'm going to go with...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with All-Stars Battle Royale.
Do it.
Give me the cross-buy. That's what kicks it off.
Actually, yeah, you're getting two games for the price of
pretty much, yeah. That's why.
So. Golden is, like, super good on the Vita, and they've added, like, new characters and stuff and a bunch of new stuff. So I think it's the definitive version now, if you're into that sort of thing.
That is what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I have heard that.
I can believe it.
I'm going to stick with Sony
All-Stars.
Smash Brothers. Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm getting that.
Cool.
Well, I'll wait till you guys talk about it next week or the week after. Then.
Well, I'm probably not going to get it next week because I need to get through XCOM first. That's my priority right now. So I probably will not get it next week, but I will probably get it for Christmas or something like that.
Yeah, Chris and I will be the ones that are like, oh, we play some All-Stars after we record, and Jeff will be the one left out.
Yeah.
Take like, that!
Uh-huh. I'm stuck with Street Fighter.
Screw hey, that.
Hey, I hear we have quite a few Indus questions.
We do have some Indus questions.
Let's do some of those.
Oh, shit.
We have quite a few, actually. Let's start. Let's go with Getting Out of the App Store, which I just finished downloading Angry Birds. Star Wars. And let's get out of the I Like Girls Daily thing.
That's a great Twitter, by the way.
It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
All right.
I highly suggest it.
What was it again?
I Like Girls Daily.
Okay. It's awesome. Follow. I like them daily as well.
There you go. Sports Crazed 2. He writes in and says, hey guys, what do you guys think of the Raspberry Pi?
Ooh,
I don't know what that is.
Raspberry Pi is basically, it's a Linux computer that does, basically it's very minimal, for like, I think, what is it, like $25, Jason? Something like that?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Really?
Honest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me actually pull it up so I don't get
so
it wrong.
So you can buy a computer for $25?
It's pretty much a computer for $25. I think that was what it was, but it's literally like a small circuit
cardboard.
And that it's all you get is the circuit board. It's got like a processor on it. It's got RAM on it. It's got HDMI out. It's got like a little small power cable place, but it doesn't come in a box or anything. It's like you get a circuit board. And there have been a lot of people that have been doing all kinds of creative things to make a little case for it. Like, there was one guy that actually made, a computer case, quote unquote, out of Legos for the Raspberry Pi. It was actually really fucking cool.
Do you know what I think about
it? This thing runs Xbox Media Center reliably, I guess.
Really? Yeah, it's Linux based, runs Ubuntu, I believe, or can run Ubuntu. I think it's a pretty impressive idea, and it's very ambitious. So I'm really hoping that it takes off, and that they do some good things with it.
That looks pretty fucking awesome. I know Jeff's ready to.
Who gives a shit that?
Who gas it? But
oh hell yeah! I don't know. It doesn't interest me. I mean, I'm sure there's
So yeah, it's
I would have no use for it, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's an ARM GNU Linux box for $25.
What would you do with it? Like literally.
Media center.
Yeah,
you
can make a little media center. A lot of things that people are saying that you can do with for instance the did I just draw a blank on what it's called? The OUYA? If you root the OUYA and you can make it like a media center, you can also do a lot of that stuff with the Raspberry Pi. So
okay.
Yeah, it'll do a lot of that stuff for you, but
for $25.
Yeah, and it's literally a circuit board.
So you need to make some kind of case or buy some kind of case for it. You can't just leave it around there for your cat. To
ooh,
some people do. I've seen weirder things, but it's pretty neat. It's a really really neat idea. I like it.
Oh, there's a $35 model as well. It doubles
the
RAM,
like Wi-Fi
and
or something like that.
Gets you an Ethernet socket.
There you go.
It gives you a cardboard cutout to fold the case.
gives you origami instructions.
Kind of like for the Burger King fucking crown things you can get just in a box form.
There you go. A little paper craft.
Yeah. Big C3. Actually, I was going to say Big C3 because apparently he's been trying to write into his questions for a while now and they don't show up. If you guys are adding Indus questions on Twitter and you guys have your privacy settings on, we won't be able to see them. I don't know what's up with that. It's something to do with Twitter. If that's the case, either at Indus Chris, Indus Jeff, or Unistrike, and let us know that we're not reading them, because we do read all of them. Like, we don't leave any of them out. So if we don't read it, it's not because we're leaving it out. It's literally because we cannot see them. So if you're having that issue at one of us on Twitter, just say, hey, can you have the Indus Questions account follow me? Because if we're following you, then we'll be able to see it.
Right.
So if you have your privacy settings on, we're not following you, we're not going to be able to see it. So just let one of us know, send us a quick tweet or whatever, and then we'll get that taken care of.
Send us a tweet or drop by Retroids and leave us a post on one of the forums.
Exactly.
Because that's what Big C3 did.
That's what Craig did,
that's basically how we got that taken care of. So now he's able to get Indus Questions in.
Yes, so I apologize, Craig. We just did not see them. It's not because we were ignoring them. But he writes and he says, how much does a Big Mac from McDonald's cost locally? And how does that compare to the cost of new retail games? He says, a Big Mac there is €2, while a new game is €40 there.
Okay.
Get a Big Mac by itself.
Let's see. I'm gonna pull up the menu.
I'm guessing like $2.99 or like $3.49 or something dumb like that.
Yep. New games are $60
for new games.
Yeah.
Let's see here. A McDonald's Big Mac. Let's see if it'll tell me the price of it.
A bunch of fat motherfuckers going, $3, you dipshits.
Yeah, it doesn't. All I can say is that I think that when I was in high school and I worked there, I think it was $1.99. I'm pretty sure it's gone up since then.
Yeah, we worked there a long time ago.
I'm
gonna say it's like $3.50 for just a sandwich or something like that.
Sure. I wouldn't think it would be more than like $3, but who knows?
Hmm.
It's probably around where it is though. But so it sounds like the ratio is about right. If he's got €2 to €40, we're saying three-ish dollars to $60. So that ratio is intact.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Tawny83. Sounds familiar.
Huh.
She's kind of cute, actually.
She sounds hot.
She does. But she's got some, like, douche in her picture, cut off half a face.
So I
hate that kind of shit. Yeah. Dumbass.
But she says, if you're on Jeopardy, what interesting story or fact about yourself would you tell to Alex during the introduction?
What?
Hey, this is Christopher Riccio. I'd be like, I watched you when I was 9 years old, and I would make it as awkward as possible.
How old are you now? And you look terrible without a mustache, by the way.
Should grow that shit back. Yeah, I have no idea. Wow.
Give me a factoid, Chris.
Give you a factoid about you?
Yeah, about you. Yeah.
About me?
And I'm Chris, and I drive a scooter.
And I ride a
sometimes.
Scooter.
Sure,
why not?
I'm that works.
I would say I host a video game podcast. It'd probably be the best thing to say. So
there you go. You, Jeff?
I don't fucking know, man.
That's good. I like it. Let's roll.
Yeah, there
with
you
that.
Go. That'll be somewhat my game of Jeopardy, by the way, as well. I don't fucking know.
I don't.
All right, Jason. What about you?
Is that a question? Oh,
yeah. Three men who have never been in my kitchen.
I think I would just try and be creepy to Alex and
stare at him.
Yeah, just be like, it's been a dream of mine to meet you. And like reference some like really weird episode, like I loved it in 96 when you asked this question.
Yeah, pull up random facts. Yeah. You made this one facial expression at one point before the break. Remember that for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Just saying. I just have like the overly attached girlfriend face throughout the entire episode. Yeah. I'd love that.
I don't know, Alex. What do you think?
Yeah.
El Doozy, Salvador A, or El Doozy on Twitter. He says, "Do you guys ever get burned out on gaming? If so, what do you guys do as an alternative, and what brings you back?"
That's a good question. I think that happens to pretty much everybody. I end up watching a lot of TV. I'll get sucked into a TV show and I'll just sit down and I'll watch, you know, like season after season, you know, and that might last like a week or so until I get sick of that. And then it's like, oh fuck, I really need some interaction with something. So I need some gaming.
Yeah.
So it's just going from one extreme boredom to another, I guess. So
I kind of agree with that. I find myself, I get into my biggest gaming lulls usually around this time when the console cycle's kind of ending, and I can start to realize, wow, these games really are kind of the same thing over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then, but I do the same thing that Jason does. I'll get like a TV show or something that I haven't been watching, and then just watch episode after episode or season after season, and then eventually get bored of that stuff and then go back to gaming.
The last real long lull that I was in, that's when I got into Magic.
You poor bastard.
I know.
Oh, I'm shit. Some people at work started playing it, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no. Jason, I really liked the setup that we had at the end there where we just went out and got theme packs and we just played
That's
for fun.
That's a good idea.
That was, it was,
you know what?
It was,
it's cheaper than going out to a bar, you know, or like going out definitely. To eat at a nice restaurant or anything. You know, we spend like 15, 20 bucks and it's like we have 6 to 8 hours of entertainment.
Yeah. Yep. And we had a great time. And it was like nobody ever felt like they were, you know, overpowered or underpowered compared to other people. It was just, it was great. It really worked out well.
That's the best way to do it.
But, yeah, so that was last time. But other than that, it's like, I usually just like, you know, if there have been a couple times when it's been like, you know, I really don't feel like playing anything. And I, you know, same thing. I sit down and chill out and watch TV or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I'll sometimes do is actually, is he has a follow-up question. He says, do you guys ever find yourself going back to play an old game? He says, for example, I went back to finish Jeanne d'Arc, PSP.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's easier for me to do that with portable systems for sure, because when you think about how long I played Valkyria Chronicles 2, I put 100 hours into that game over the course of like 2 years. So, you know, that was a situation where I was constantly going back to it. And Jeanne d'Arc is a game that I very much have been wanting to go back to. It's just I've never gotten around to doing it.
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, I never do that when I'm in like kind of a slump, you know, cause I'll be like, God, I'm so bored. Oh, fine. I'll play this game. And then it's like, I already played this. Sucks.
That's, yeah.
But I do go back to series, you know, if they have like a new sequel coming out, it's like, I've got Bioshock 1 and 2 queued up, for anticipation for Infinite.
I should do that.
I want to go through those again just to kind of refresh. And, you know, it was the same for like Borderlands. You know, we got heavy into Borderlands right before 2 came out. Yep. So, I think I do that pretty frequently.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, in a slump, I do the whole thing. Like, I should probably play these games when I haven't touched in a while. And I'll play them for like 10 minutes. Like, no, I'm going to play something else and go through a bunch of games. But I get in the hype of the new game coming out and I won't play through to completion. But I will a lot of the times go back to older games. Like before Halo 4, I played a little bit of Halo Anniversary, Halo 3, and Reach. Not like completion, just maybe like a level of each, just kind of that kind of thing. I do have a hard time going back to games I have not completed, and I go back and want to complete them for some reason. Because if I don't complete them, usually there's a reason why. It's because I just kind of get bored of the gameplay most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he needs someone to offer to donate $100 to Extra Life.
Exactly.
To get him to beat it. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm looking at my life. I have quite a few games I've never beaten actually on my shelf.
Yeah, same here. But not going to lie. It is really hard to sometimes go back to those though.
Yeah.
I just turn them around so I can't see their spine. So I don't feel
idea.
Any shame.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
If I can't see them, the shame isn't there.
Yeah.
Our good buddy, Dark Bauer, Mr. Jack Bauer.
What's up, dude?
Yo!
He says, would you rather always pee yourself or have a 1 minute warning before you shit yourself? And then in brackets, adult nappies not allowed. I'm guessing adult nappies is adult diapers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So. That is horrible.
This one's easy for me, I think.
I want that warning, I guess.
Yeah, I want the 1 minute warning before shitting myself. Because at least
pooping yourself is like, there is so much cleanup involved.
Yep.
You don't even know.
And you notice
and if you
right
do
away,
know, you know what I'm talking about.
1 minute warning.
You guys poop yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun.
One of my favorite things to do.
I've never had that happen.
And if you pee yourself, You pee way more often in a day than you poop.
This is true.
So if you just if you're gonna pee yourself no matter what, like on the spot, oh my god, I have to eat, then that is done. You gotta go change. People are gonna know us right away. I'd like to have that 1 minute warning at least like once or twice a day. Twice if it's, you know, a busy day.
Yeah, and even if you're in the car, you can always like pull off somewhere and
Just dump on the side.
Yeah, or, no doubt.
If you're in a car, hopefully you're going home, so at that point you just won't care and you're just kind of like, you know, hide the baggage in your trunk while going upstairs with like a bag or something. Or
hopefully you have leather seats or
you can't hide pissing yourself. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Excellent question, Jack. That's
good. All right, Tawny83.
Thank you for reducing us to that level.
I like that. It was awesome. She says, stretch your arm as far out as you can to the, oh, sorry. Stretch your left arm out as far as you can. What do you touch or what can you touch?
Actually, a super old PlayStation Underground demo disc. The first one that ever came out. It's in the red and black CD jacket thing. Yeah.
It depends on which direction.
Well, stretch your left arm out. So just stretch your left arm out.
Yeah, I mean, if I stretch it in front of me, I
think she means is like not in front of you, like out, like basically to your like horizontal.
Oh, there's nothing there.
Pick out something interesting that's nearby, Chris.
Yeah, there you go.
My just CD rack, my DVD rack. How about that? That's what's nearby.
What? You liar.
No, I'm not lying. It's my DVD rack is the closest thing.
The way I'm sitting, I can grab anything that's on my computer desk, my monitor, my keyboard, mouse, anything. I'm kind of parallel to my desk right now. So, any of that stuff. She follows it up with, what's your favorite season and why? I think we might have actually had this question before.
Favorite season? Oh.
Season.
Huh.
Oh, God. We have had this question before, and I've changed my answer recently.
13,000 times.
I think winter is now my favorite season.
Yeah, your winter doesn't count, though.
Yeah, mine's certainly not winter.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jeff doesn't. I like the fall when, when it's a clear separation from spring and winter, but here it kind of blends together, so I don't know.
Well, you just have summer and winter, right?
Right.
You don't actually have anything
spring
between.
And, you know, like yeah, you super
have,
cold
you have,
stuff.
You have winter and then pollen. And then summer, and then leaves. And that's pretty much it.
We have winter and road construction. Those are our two seasons here.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, for me, it's just like I love the temperature during the spring and the fall, but it's like in the spring you have to deal with all the pollen. In the fall, you have to deal with all the leaves on the ground, and it's a pain in the ass.
Okay.
I guess right now I would probably go with spring, just because I've actually taken care of most of my seasonal allergies with shots.
Mm-hmm.
So now it doesn't affect me as much. Now it's just that I see yellow shit all over my car and I just go through the car wash and it's gone. So
that's an issue. I think traditionally would be fall. I love the temperature. I love the look of the trees. Halloween is also in the fall. I like
true enough,
that.
That's really cool.
I quickly answer this. Mine is probably the little in between spring and summer. But I think I love summer more than anything. I love summer.
Summer's too hot here.
Yes, I can believe that. Summer can get hot here, but it's not for too long, usually. All right, so you got another one. I actually like this question, but...
Does that mean you haven't liked any of the other questions, Jeff?
No, I like all of them.
Oh, okay.
But it's coming from Tawny83.
And she like a super fangirl or something?
Well, I think when I put out the shout out to do the whole let's get some Innis questions in, she's going to support my boyfriend. So.
Excellent.
She felt sorry for me. Which says,
thanks,
out of all, this is hard and this takes some thinking. This is why I'm going to throw a challenge out there to her.
Oh, we don't do that.
Listeners. But of all the women video game characters, name one you would fuck, one to marry, and one to kill.
Question of the week.
But the thing is, the part is, that's really hard. It would be very easy to do if you can just pick any one, like, out of any of them. So instead of answering that, T, I'm going to suggest that you give us a narrow down three female characters.
Yeah, which one we'd...
fuck, marry, or kill. And anyone else who wants to also give in a three, anything. At the point, three...
That's our question of the week. That's our question of the week. Give us three video game chicks, and we have to choose fuck, marry, or kill.
Just do the whole fuck, marry, kill thing. Just like set that up. Like anything you want. It doesn't have to be just chicks. Anything.
Wow.
I am joking about that being the question of the week, but feel free to send those emails anyway.
But I'm saying for Indus Questions, this can only be submitted by Indus Questions. So if you got us on Twitter, just add Indus Questions. Fuck, marry, kill. If you have never played this game before, you got to pick three characters. Doesn't matter. Send that in, and we'll answer that. Because if we can just choose out of the entire universe, it'd be so easy.
Yeah, no kidding.
So yeah, but that is that. Tia, I'm glad you brought that up. That's pretty funny. Jeff with a J.
Good morning, Jeff.
Jeff. Better tomorrow. He says, if you're home alone, do you still shut and or lock the bathroom door when you shit and or piss? I don't do that when someone is home.
So I do. I shut the door. I don't lock it. I don't lock it unless I have guests over.
Oh yeah, if I have guests over, yeah.
Yeah, same, I guess.
But if you're alone, you just don't give a shit, right?
No difference. I still shut the door.
Yeah.
Really?
It's part of the routine,
absolutely.
I guess.
Part of the routine. Yeah, it's habit, muscle memory.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, I just leave that shit open.
It's like one of those on you know.
Tony doesn't like the fact that I do that, but
when you say don't flush the toilet, don't flush the toilet, and you still flush the toilet, you know.
Oh, like at night.
I don't know if there's ever a situation.
I hope you flush the toilet any other time.
I flush the toilet all the time. If there's ever a situation where you don't, you still do.
Yeah, I can't. When I go, like, if I'm staying over, like,
it's like
someone's house.
Someone's taking a shower and you don't want to flush the toilet and fuck up the water temperature.
Oh,
don't flush the toilet.
Yeah,
don't flush the toilet. Oops, I flushed the toilet.
What do you guys do?
God damn it, Chris!
Say you're staying over, like, a relative's and the bathroom's right next to, like, a bedroom and you're up. Let's just say you've had a few. And you're up for some reason at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and you just went to the washroom. Do you flush the toilet?
Yes.
And like, okay.
Yes.
Jason.
If I've had a few, I give no fucks. you guys have heard about some of the stupid shit I've done while drunk.
Yeah. Well,
flushing a toilet is that's a non-issue. Yeah.
I do think
that would be definitely the lowest in the on the totem pole there.
Yeah. Even if I was stone cold sober, I would still flush.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't want them to come in and have that little surprise, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, because they would think I was disgusting.
Or pee in the bathtub, no one would even know.
Yeah. No,
that's
man.
Good. That's
that's a really good idea.
That's the ass in class, people. Just remember that. Glenn Burgess, Mr. 9 Kilobytes on Twitter and a member of Indus, he says, it's fucking ridiculous.
Of course it is. It's from Glenn.
If you could pick what day your birthday was on, how many times would the number 5 have to turn orange before potato?
What?
That is really fucking dumb because you know what? Orange does not make good for bedroom tarps. And this is like so many chainsaws into Friday.
I totally 100% agree with your assassination of that. The school education system.
Thank you very much. Moving on.
Plank Fan has replied that and says, that is the most complex question I've ever seen. Kudos. And then our good buddy Fluffy Nut says, 6.
6. Yes. My answer is Weed Whacker.
Jeff with the J, Better Tomorrow again. He says, remember how I trashed the shit out of the Wii U every other email? Well, guess what I'm getting on Sunday.
No,
I'm an awful person.
Well, we're going to want an email from you next week, sir.
Oh, well, then he says, and yes, I will get Mass Effect 3 when I pick it up. Fuck me. And then he also follows up one more. Says, have you guys downloaded and or tried Black Mesa?
Black Mesa?
Yeah, Black Mesa.
I have not played it yet.
That's the remake to the original Half-Life. Well, yeah.
I have not.
It's been totally
It's
redone.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good. It's on the Source Engine. It's just like, yeah, it's... really cool. I haven't played it. I have it. Why haven't I played that yet?
Fan made, complete, total love later, or labor of love, I should say. You know, if you're a fan of Half-Life, have to fucking download this.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop listening.
You'll
not be offended. Go check this shit out.
Angry Birds Star Wars.
After you download Angry Birds Star Wars.
So have you played it, Jason? You like it?
Yeah. I mean, it's Half-Life. They did add a lot of, you know, aesthetic things and a few mechanics, I guess, are a little bit different. But, yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, The original Half-Life experience still holds up, whether or not you've got pretty graphics. So
yeah,
and this has some pretty nice graphics. So it's a great experience. Go, just go.
Yeah, maybe I'll
do it now.
Report next week.
Yeah.
Sure. Billy J. Harris, also known as Captain Harlock, he says, "Did this year suck for games? I feel like it did."
Really? I don't think it sucked for games.
I don't think it sucked, but I thought we've had better years.
We have had better years, but I don't think it sucked for games. This is the first year in a while that we've said, I think we've had better years, actually.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm trying to, like, create my top 10 list, I'm having a lot of trouble, actually.
Getting 10 in there.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a few standouts, but it's really, you know.
Yeah, top
and
five
I think,
would
like,
be much
maybe
easier
my
to put
top. I think my top three or four are kind of interchangeable. Like I would feel good about any of those, but that's still not saying much, I guess.
Go ahead.
I don't think this was a super, super strong year. There were definitely standouts, but yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't suck.
It's weird because many people on Twitter and a lot of other like podcasts who say that they think 2012 has been one of the best years for gaming, but I don't know. Maybe just I haven't played enough this year, I guess. Because this is probably the year that I probably bought the least amount of games.
Yeah.
Played the least amount of games, so I don't really know. And what I have played with, I've kind of picked and chosen, and I don't know.
It's all going to hinge, our decision is on this is all going to hinge on how well the Wii U sells.
What?
If it doesn't sell, if it doesn't sell a lot, it's been a great year for gaming.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's put it this way. I've definitely been the most disappointed with some of the games I played this year than I have been in certain years.
See, I can't necessarily say that, but I will say that I feel like I've bought less games this year. Mm-hmm. So, I've still bought, you know, probably quite a few, but I feel like I'm playing less this year.
Yeah, gotcha. That's all the end of questions, by the way, this week.
Oh, cool.
Not bad.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for writing in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But you can hit us up with IndisQuestions at IndisQuestions on the Twitters. And a reminder again, if you are writing in and we're not getting to them, it's just because we're not following you, just send any one of us a message or post on Retroids under the Interactive Distractions forum, and we'll get on that for sure so we can hit up your questions. Big C, 3, if you can find your other questions you did send in, just resend them, because now that we're following you on the IndisQuestions Twitter, we'll definitely get to them for sure.
Yup.
Cool.
Time for question of the week.
Yeah.
So, in all seriousness, none of us are getting it, but we do want to know what you guys think. So, tell us what you think about your Wii U, if you bought one. If you bought one, send us an email. Well, we want to hear from you. Want to know what games you got, how you like them, what you think of the controller, is it comfortable to use, how do you like the Wi-Fi ability to where you can play Super Mario Brothers or other games on the pad, on the gamepad, that kind of thing. We just want to know what your experience was with your Wii U and how you like it, and if you think if it was a good purchase. That's what we want to know. Yeah,
and if you're not getting it, why? Because I honestly think that this is probably, like, there's a new console launching on Sunday, and I think in the hardcore gaming community, especially, like, the people that we talk to, like, all the time, people listen to us and stuff like that, there's been so little hype for the Wii U.
Yeah, it really feels that way.
Yeah, it's like, it's a new fucking console, but I think it's because it's kind of like the old new. It's like, oh, they finally caught up to the big boys. That's good for them.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I seriously think that a lot of the ideas in the Wii U, like a lot of the things that they're doing with that gamepad is really cool. It's really cool technology, but the problem is that the games aren't there for me. So as soon as there's games out that I want, I will likely get one. You know, I have no doubt about that. I think that the tech is really cool.
Listeners write in, say it's actually pretty cool and awesome.
Yeah. So. Yeah, let us know. If you are getting it, let us know what you think.
Thoughts
on
the Wii U overall, just write in.
Yeah, if you're not getting it, what would make you get it? Tell us what you're waiting for.
Wii U?
Wii U.
Question mark.
Wii U?
And if you don't want to write in about that, add in this questions about who would we...
fuck, Mary, kill. You can send those emails to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
4337. So
leet. It's not leet.
Oh, yeah, that's 13. Sorry, never mind.
It's 8. Let's see. Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can also follow Indus Questions, which we actually had quite a few this week. Thank you. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google+. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you will find us. And yeah. Come over to Retroids. Check out the forums and join up. Play some games with us and chat with us. It'd be great. That is it. You guys have anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
Saints Row the Third came out with the full package. Like last week or something like that. Go buy that shit. That game was super fun. Yeah, and the DLC was pretty good.
The Third is really good.
It was good. I just didn't play it. It was my thing, but I can see how people would love it.
That's a damn nice package. Gotta say.
Damn right.
That's true. That's because I just mimic it. Thank you guys
for listening.
You're trying to understand.
I tell you with my eyes and my mouth wide open.
Mouth wide open.
With mouth wide open.
Oh Lord. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, yes, I said it, Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We'd appreciate it. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Scott Stanger.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Later.